Aloha mai, o kainani ko uinoa and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii, Makahiki e Kahi Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu Mokuna e Lima, Chapter 5. E ho'o maka kākou, let's begin. Lei are an important part of the Papa Olelo, or dialogue, of this Mokuna, and have been an integral part of Hawaiian culture from ancient times until today. A good exercise in expanding your consciousness of culture is to think of the etiquette associated with lei wearing today among those of Hawaii's English-speaking community, like the Hawaiian words that are used by English and Hawaiian speakers with slight difference in meaning. Aspects of Hawaiian culture are also often interpreted differently by these two groups of speakers. A difficult feature of Hawaiian tradition to follow without knowing Hawaiian is the significance of the associated meaning of words for the plant material used in a lei, which can have an effect on the wearer. Probably known among non-Hawaiian speaking people is the belief that wearing lei hala can cause bad luck because of the associated meaning of hala, which means to pass. Some people do not like to wear lei hala on occasions where an objective has yet to be met or achieved, such as a contest where the wearer's victory could pass right by, that is, be missed. But hala is usually considered very appropriate for New Year's Eve when the old year passes on, and for funerals when someone passes away. A full understanding of Hawaiian and the way it reflects Hawaiian thinking makes it easy to use words like hala in culturally appropriate ways. Let's begin with the Pāpā Olelo, or dialogue, in which lei are discussed. Listen carefully to the following sentences and repeat them after me. The dialogue uses only the pepeke patterns that you have already learned, though it may use new words that are given in the vocabulary list for this mokuna. These sentences will give you some background into the dialogue that will follow shortly. Pay close attention. They will introduce some of the new words and concepts you will encounter in this mokuna. E ho'opili mai! He mau ho aloha o nā lei a me nā pua. Noho o nā lei mā, mā aiea. Ai lawa ma ke kahi hale aina I ke kahi ahiahi me ke kahi mau ho aloha. O ka lāha nau ke ia o nā pua. Now listen to the conversation between nā pua and nā lei. Auē, nā lei. Mahalo, he makana nani ke ia?
A ole pilikia, a ala kūmau lei e nā pua. He aha ke ano o nā pua.
He avapuhi ke ia, a he pua kenikeni ka mea alani. A o ke ia ko ulei pikake.
Nani nā li pine?
Ai, polo lei. Nani nā li pine o ko umau lei. He lāha nau mai ka iloa ke ia. At this time, you'll take part in the conversation. Please locate this dialogue in Mokuna e Lima of Nā Kai e Walu. You will hear Napua's voice and you will speak nā lei's part of the conversation. Auē, nā lei. Mahalo, he makana nani ke ia? He avapuhi ke ia, a he pua kenikeni ka mea alani. A o ke ia ko ulei pikake. Ai, polo lei, nani nā li pine o ko umau lei. He lāha nau mai ka iloa ke ia. You will hear nā lei's voice and you will speak nā pua's part of the conversation. Begin now.
A ole pilikia. A ala kūmau lei e nā pua. He aha ke ano o nā pua. nani nā li pine.
In this podcast, we are going to focus on how to create helu nui, or plural forms of Hawaiian words. The singular form is called helu kahi. To make the helu nui or plural forms in English, S is added to the end of most words. There are three ways to pluralize Hawaiian words, using na, mau, or ma. And we will review each of these. Na is the helu nui of ka and ke, which means the. Na is never used with mau in standard Hawaiian. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai, repeat after me. Kalumi ho'okipa. The living room. Na lumi ho'okipa. The living rooms. Ke ka vele. The towel. Na ka vele. The towels. Kalihi lihi. The petal. Na lihi lihi. The petals. Ka o mole. The bottle. Na o mole. The bottles. Notice that whether the ka'i helu kahi is ka or ke, it becomes na in the helu nui or plural form. Mai ka'i no. With all other ka'i, including he, ko'u, kou, kona, kekahi, and others that you will learn later, you use the word mau between the ka'i and the kikino you are pluralizing. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. He lei, a lei. He mau lei, leis. Ko'u hale aina, my restaurant. Ko'u mau hale aina, my restaurants. Kou lumi moe, my bedroom. Kou mau lumi moe, my bedrooms. Kona hoa aloha, his friend. Kona mau hoa aloha, his friends. Kekahi mea inu, a drink. Kekahi mau mea inu, some drinks. Now let's add some kahulu to these pepeke. I will give you the phrase in English and you will speak it in Hawaiian. Pikake leis. Ai, he mau lei pikake. My good restaurants. Ai, ko'u mau hale aina mai ka'i. Your big bedrooms. Kou mau lumi moe nui. His thirsty friends. Kona mau hoaloha make vai. Some cold drinks. Ai, kekahi mau mea inu hui hui. Mai ka ino. The final way that you can pluralize things in Hawaiian is to use ma. It is used after names in the way that them, folks, and guys are used in local English. E ho'opili mai. Kimo ma. Kimo guys. Pua ma. Pua them. Ke aloha ma. Ke aloha folks. Aia o nani ma I ka hale. Nani folks are at home. He mau haumana o kimoma. Kimo folks are students. Ma can also be used after place names. E ho'opili mai. Kane ohe ma. Kane ohe and those places. Hana ma. Hana and those places. Hanalei ma. Hanalei and those places. He mau aina nani o ho'okena ma. Ho'okena and those places are beautiful lands. You may recall from Mokuna Ekolu that English translations of Hawaiian he, which means e or an, with the Kikino he'ehe'e, or mass noun, there is no English word identified with he. Listen to the following examples where the first two sentences contain kino e pa'a, count nouns, and how the English uses the word a or an. E ho'opili mai. He hale ke'ia. This is a house. He ana ke oia. She is an auntie. Listen to the following examples where the first two sentences contain kikino he'e, or mass nouns, and how the English does not use the word a or an. E ho'opili mai. He wai ke ia. This is water. He poi ke na. That is boy. Similarly, in English translations of Pepeke Aike, starting with he mau, there is nothing that can be identified with he. This is another example of how ka'i are always used before meme'a in Hawaiian, even when there is no correspondence in English. E ho'opili mai. He ili o ke la. That is a dog. He mau ili o ke la. Those are dogs. He kumu oia. He is a teacher. He mau kumu lakou. They are teachers. He haumana ke keiki. The child is a student. He mau haumana na keiki. The children are students. Hawaiian has a few words that change form somewhat like child versus children in English. Note, for example, from this mokuna, the words makua and kanaka. Following mau and na, the words makua and kanaka are both pronounced and spelled with the kaha ko over their first syllables. E ho'opili mai. Kamakua. The parent. Na makua. The parents. Kona mau makua. His parents. Ke kanaka. The person. Na kanaka. The persons are people. Kona mau kanaka. His persons are people. An interesting feature of words like makua in Hawaiian is that with huahelu, numbers, the form without the kaha ko is used unless mau is also used. E ho'opili mai. Elua makua. Two parents. Elua mau makua. Two parents. He umi kanaka. 10 people. He umi mau kanaka. 10 people. Mai ka'i no, mai ka'i no kahana. Here is our olelo no e au hou, nā kai e walu, which means the eight seas that join the Hawaiian Islands together. It is also the name of our textbook. Mahalo nui loa, o kainani ke ia, ahui hou!